Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Titus. Now, I don't know what your knowledge is, your background is on Titus, so we're going to do a quick little crash course here. So Titus is a book in the New Testament, okay? And it's one of Paul's epistles, which is just like one of his letters that he was writing. And Titus is actually known as one of the pastoral epistles. So there's three of them. It's 1st and 2nd Timothy and then Titus. And Titus was the person who was developing the church on the Mediterranean island of Crete. I'm not really an expert in how to say all those things, but so Titus is out there and he's teaching the people how to live the Christian life. And the whole book of Titus is only three chapters. So if you're looking for something short and sweet to read, this could be for you. But we're going to look at chapter 3 in verses 1 through 7 this morning. And Paul says, "Remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness towards everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, secluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs and hope of eternal life." Okay, so Paul is trying to tell Titus, like, hey, as you're starting the church and you're teaching the people, here is what you need to hit on, and here's how you want to help lead and guide them. And I think something that stands out to me right away as I read this is the teaching on obedience, right? He starts by saying that we're to be obedient to authorities, to magistrates. And when I was thinking about, we all have someone in our life that we're obedient to, right? So maybe that's your boss. Maybe that's your parents. We're all obedient to like our government, right? Or at least you should be. And most importantly, we need to be obedient to the Lord, right? So this whole concept of obedience, and sometimes that is so hard for me as a kid. Whenever my parents would ask me to do something, I always questioned them. And whenever I got the response, because I said so, that just made me want to be like not obedient at all. But this obedience is a gift, like to be able to be obedient and to follow and trust is such a gift, okay? So Paul is like, hey, we need to be obedient. And then when he talks about how we're supposed to act, he says we're to be peaceable, considerate, and exercising all graciousness towards everyone. Like, that's what it looks like to live a Christian life. Now, I feel like as a Christian, like, we're held to a higher standard. Like, we have the most amazing model to look to, and we, like, have these like sets of rules or ways of life that we can follow if we want to live like Jesus lived. And this is like how we do it here: to be peaceable, considerate, and exercising all graciousness. And I feel like right now with the state of our world and our country, I've been sad. Like when I go and I look on social media, I don't see people being peaceable or considerate or gracious towards everyone. Instead, I see a lot of hatred. I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of hurt. And I think that if we're trying to live as Christians in our modern world today, we have to learn how to be peaceable. We have to learn how to be considerate, and we have to learn how to be gracious. And that's my prayer for us today, that Jesus comes into each of our hearts and he shows us how to be that in a new way. Maybe you feel like you are already an expert at all of those. That's amazing. And please teach us. I think as I think about them, I'm like, okay, well, sometimes I'm considerate. Other times I'm really not. But like, how is Jesus considerate? How is he peaceable? How is he gracious towards everyone? I mean, we read in the New Testament, like in the Gospels, he's so gracious towards everyone. Everyone he encounters, he's gracious. And so I just want to close today with a prayer and just ask God for more. So in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, I thank you for your gifts and who you are. And I pray that today you show us how to be peaceable, how to be considerate, and how to be gracious towards everyone. Show us how to be more like you. This has been a scripture reflection this morning on the book of Titus. Again, my name is Emily. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Praying for you all and hope that you have an awesome, awesome day. God bless.